phone by Joy Division. As you go into record stores up here in Manchester and you thumb through the local releases, one name seems to appear on virtually all of them. It's the name of Martin Hannett, or Martin Zero, as he sometimes calls himself. There's even one new record I saw the other day which proudly proclaims not a Martin Zero production on its sleeves, as if it was something out of the ordinary. And indeed it is. Hannett was at the controls for the Buzzcocks Spinal Scratch EP, for Jilted John, for John Cooper Clarke's album, for which he also wrote the music, and most recently for Joy Division. So if anybody's responsible for the Manchester sound, he is. And Trevor Dan asked him whether he can put his finger on what's special about the city.
There's always been a tradition that you've got to go to London to make it, and consequently there's always been a strong, perverse element who can't see why. In the North, of course, there's a tradition of self-improvement, self-education, working men's institutes, co-ops. These are the factors that are operating now. The determination to achieve, really, without any assistance, we shall find, you know, the primary bonus of that, Joy Division. We just want what they want, and they don't want anything else. I ask, why don't yet be too many top 40 independent productions from Manchester?
Do you, as a producer, miss the London scene? Do you feel a little bit too far away from the centre of things, as the people in London would think of it?
I don't know, I get occasional doses of it. I've got a friend who runs a demo studio, and I see craftsman songwriters, you know, locked in there for months at a time, banging out stuff for Cliff and Olivia, and I don't know, I see that kind of professionalism I'm kind of in retreat from, clocking in, clocking out.
Do you think that the bulk of the Manchester bands would have set out to be nationally known, as bands do all over the country? Or do you think they're actually happy to tap the big market that is in Greater Manchester?
They don't really have too much time for worrying about such larger things, I don't think. I think that's good, because it's unnecessary. They're not pandering to markets at all.
What about the electronic nature of so much of it? That seems to be a trademark, almost, of the Manchester sound, if there is such a thing.
Well, as soon as you step into the north side of Manchester, you're in a very science fiction industrial landscape. I was struck years ago. It was actually a room full of air compressors at the Ferranti factory, which was banging out this astonishing four-in-the-bar bass drum rhythm. And I just stood in the centre of the room for hours.